You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
They went out and surveyed people, asking them why they don't answer their phone. Like, what was the most common excuse? Number one, I didn't hear it ring.
All right.
Or, it was on vibrate.
Lies.
Those are
both
excuses.
Lies.
They're both lies.
Both lies.
And everybody knows they're lies, but yet we continue to say them. The only one who says that who's not lying is me. And I'll tell you why. Because my phone truly is jacked up, and I don't know when I get calls.
Oh, no.
Yet another reason that I got to go and get the new phone.
It's harder for me to dodge calls now because I have the iWatch, you know, so people are like, I called you. You didn't answer. Oh, I missed it. Really? Because it rings on your watch, too, which is attached to your body.
Vibrates your arm.
Yeah. And so it's like, I can't. I flat out tell them. I just didn't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in talking right now.
Yeah. So that story is, and number three excuse on the list was, I was in a meeting.
Oh, you were.
Right.
Liar.
There's a list out from the good people at Mental Floss. I love Mental Floss. I used to subscribe to that magazine. They said there's a whole lot of people like Jeremy who don't like scary movies. So what do you do during Halloween season? So they put together a list of movies for Halloween for people who don't like horror movies.
Perfect.
And it's got the stuff like Practical Magic and Death Becomes Her and The Witches of Eastwick and Young Frankenstein. So it's got some of the classics on there. Have you ever seen that What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
So it's a movie and a TV series, and I had forgotten all about the series. It is a spoof on vampires.
Oh.
And the movie was the number two movie on this list that came out in 2014. If you get a chance to watch the, although I know your sense of humor, and it may not align with this.
Okay.
It may not. And there's no right or wrong. It's just some people resonate with certain types of humor and others don't. You may not like this, but give it a shot.
What we do in the shadows. Sounds
I want to say it's like about it. They're shooting a documentary about vampires and vampires. So you're watching them produce the documentary.
All right.
Anyway, there's that. Now, I was going to save this story, which is rated PG-13. I was going to save it for my goodbye story, but I'm going to instead shove it into a trending report here. This is a story about a woman who is demanding that Geico, the insurance company, pay her $1 million. Why? Because she hooked up with a guy in his car. That's the connection with Geico. And he gave her an STD.
Uh-oh.
She admits they did not use protection, but she still believes Geico should pay because the guy has a policy with them. And it happened in his car.
Uh-oh. I don't think so.
Geico is trying to get the whole case dismissed, and they want to make sure that they cannot be sued for similar stupid things in the future. They say their car insurance only covers injuries that happen, quote, out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. And this particular activity, Jeremy, does not fall into those categories.
We're sorry that your Miata is all itchy now, but we can't help you out.
Geico claims the two people involved are at fault for choosing to have unprotected sex. The judge has not yet made a ruling.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. The judge is actually thinking about this?
Thinking about it. Oh, he's thinking about it. I'm going to need to see some more evidence. I see.
My God. All right, what else is trending right now?
Kind of along the same lines as that story. It's National Noodle Day. What's your favorite noodle? Quick.
I'm going to go with the spiral.
Bow tie all day long. Huh. There you go. Go out and enjoy some noodles today. Here's your crap on celebrities. Meghan Trainor is in trending today. She has side-by-side toilets in her master bathroom. So she and her husband, Daryl something or other, can go in there at the same time and do their thing. She says it happens because she gave birth earlier this year, and they're spending a lot of time in the middle of the night up with the baby, and sometimes they got to go tinkle tinkle at the same time. So boom, two toilets right there, back to back.
You can't wait 45 seconds?
Go at it. I've had two kids, and you just use separate bathrooms. I think
Meghan Trainor can afford multiple bathrooms.
She's probably in a 10,000 square foot joint, and they probably have about 15 bathrooms, and, you know, come on. They've even done the poopy together, which is disgusting. I don't like that at all, and I don't even know why I brought this story up.
Well, let me ask you something, because I would not do that. However, I'm not as appalled by it as you.
Nah,
I mean, it is
gross.
A human bodily
function. I know,
function.
But it's just something I don't need to see. I don't want to see it.
I especially don't understand the problem that people have with number one in front of their spouse.
Yep, it's a whole thing, huh?
I don't get that, because I'd have no problem with that.
Yeah, you actually kind of like it. Look at me. Look at me while I'm doing it.
No, because I mean, and I have been in relationships. I've dated people who leave the door open when they're peeing and they don't care. They'll just sit there and talk to you while they're peeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, that's fine. You do you.
Gretchen is not that person, though. She must be behind multiple closed doors.
Lock it up. So. Multiple locks. Yeah, I get you, man.
Whatever. That's fine.
Bunch of new products coming out from celebrities. The Jonas Brothers are now selling popcorn.
Let me ask you something. Go back a step. Go back to rewind from the Jonas Brothers story for just a second. Why do you think there is such a social taboo about observing somebody urinate? Because if you think about animals, and we are animals, if you think about animals in the wild, they will just go anywhere, anytime.
Well,
they don't care.
Some of them also eat their young. I mean, we're a little more sophisticated.
Right, but not all of them eat their young. You know, the dogs, like we talk about how much we love dogs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dogs, dogs, dog, dogs, dog, dogs, dog, dog, dog. Wherever they are in front of anybody, they will lift that leg or squat down and they will pee.
Sure they will.
So why are human beings...
And then they'll
turn
around and lap it up sometimes, too. It's just because we have a fully developed brain and we're...
But what part of
it's
the brain says that is...
It's private time. It's a courtesy.
Why?
I don't know. Just because it's your naughty parts and things are coming out of it and you're like, I don't want to look at
it. It's a social thing. If you had been raised in the wild, I don't care, even if it's 2021, but you were raised in the wild, you would not have this issue, you wouldn't care. So it's all the way you're raised. It has nothing to do with you as a species. So we are evolved. And yet it's culturally a taboo, not a physical thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Man.
You don't ever wonder about these things?
I really don't.
I wonder about these things.
I have to go to the bathroom.
What is the cultural taboo of peeing and nobody, so that nobody can see you?
I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
What?
You'll go into a men's room, right? At a sporting event, whatever, where they might have the trough, which I'm saying is kind of foul just because of
the
smell,
like the
mostly. I don't like the trough either, necessarily. However, there's like 8-10 guys standing there.
I'd hold it.
Or even if there is like a partition between your urinals, you still have guys standing there next to each other. You and I have peed next to each other in the men's room at the radio station.
Mm-hmm. But there's a little divider. You're not, like, looking at each other.
Well, nobody says you've got to turn
I think
and look.
You peaked once, though.
I was underwhelmed, too. I'm going to tell
you
right now. You
did the peak.
Underwhelmed. But, like, we do that, so what's the diff?
I don't know. There's just some sort of, I don't know if it has to do with the romantic aspect of it or something.
The romantic aspect?
Yeah, like I don't want to see
that.
What
are you talking about?
I don't want to see that. It kind of ruins the romance or something.
So if you saw Nicole sit down and urinate, you'd never want to have sex with her again.
Well, I can't say that, but it's kind of like, meh. It would affect me somehow.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
I just feel like sometimes in our trending reports, we get off down a path.
You are.
I know, but it's much more interesting than
Justin
Bieber
selling
joints.
I feel like you're into it. No, I feel like you're into the urination
situation.
No, I'm
curious about the psychology of it and the cultural impact of it. It's weird to me.
Yeah, well, then just start.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I don't walk out, you know, in the middle of the
street. Why don't you just start going down the street and peeing all over everybody?
I don't do that.
It's how
but
I was raised.
But I'm wondering why we don't.
I don't know, because it's
purely cultural. It's
purely
not
cultural,
thing.
But the things, the stuff that's coming out is kind of gross, you know? You don't want to be around
pee?
That. Sure, pee is gross. Urine is disgusting.
Well, okay. You don't want to drink it, but I mean, it's...
I mean, you got poopy, the whole poopy situation. That's gross. You don't want to be around
curious.
That.
I'm just curious.
I'll see you squat in the corner of the studio.
It's the same thing with clothes. You know, human beings are the only species that clothes itself. And you can't always say it's because of the weather, because it's not always about the weather. It's going to be an 82-degree day again in Denver today.
But we like
fashion. You could walk around nude, and who would care?
I like fashion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're a fashion plate, all right.
I'm into fashion.
With your fish hat that you've got
on
right
now. Colorado fish hat. It's very Colorado. I ooze Colorado. You don't even know, man. My fish hat, my F-150, pull my camper out.
You know, lines are ringing. I wonder if people want to talk about this whole... They hung up?
I just want to let you guys know that I'm peeing right now. That's what they're going to say. They're creepers just like you are. You guys want to listen?
Listen, my entire life I have asked questions, and I'm never going to stop asking questions. Why is a big question for me? Why do we feel the need to close a door to urinate?
Yeah.
You know what's happening.
You do, but again, it's just a courtesy. It's a politeness thing. It's polite.
Right, yeah. But that doesn't explain the why it's a courtesy.
It's because things are coming out of your body. That
so
smell.
What? People spit in public.
Yeah, but that doesn't smell. You know? That's part of it. I kind of got to pee now that we've been talking about this so much.
Yeah. Do you want to do clickbait or no?
And Justin Bieber has a new line of pot weed coming out. We didn't get to any of that.
So what?
I don't want to ruin it. Let's leave it. Let's leave it here. Clickbait's like a feel-good story about children, and I don't want to... I don't want to go from urination to kids.
Kids pee all the time.
It's a weird transition. It's a feel-good, happy story.
Think about when Lila and Reed were tiny and in diapers, and you'd be changing the diaper, and they would pee
while
you're changing their diaper.
I don't like that. That's,
because they're little human beings, and they weren't like, oh, I can't do... They're animals.
Nicole
they're just
always couched
urinate.
It as, it's the most purest pee that there is, you know? It's pure.
Don't know about that.
It's the purest. It's probably the cleanest, purest urine out there is from a newborn baby.
And then we get hold of the children and we teach them that it's some horrible thing that you must hide from the universe. And they're like, why? I just have to pee.
I don't know, man. Get in your time machine and go change it up then.
That might be one of the things that I would try to change is like we need to not be so uptight about everything.
I'll tell you what I want, man. I want that. I want something in the mattress so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night. You know? I want like a tube type situation.
You want a pee receptacle.
I do. I
want
to be able to like just roll over on my stomach and, you know, be able to urinate into my mattress so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night. I was up twice last night.
Oh, that's prostate, dude.
It's the size of a cantaloupe right now. No, it's just I drank a lot before, not alcohol, just I drank a lot of water.
You're an alcoholic with an enlarged prostate.
It's the way I was raised. Anyway, we need a mattress we can urinate on.
All right. You work on that.
You get on that. Nicole, close your eyes. I have to pee on the mattress.
Yeah, avert your gaze.
Don't look at me. That's funny.
You know, this new movie Dune, you know, that's coming out. That's on the planet where, you know, it's a desert planet. And so they have to recycle everything. Have you ever read the book Dune, whatever?
No.
So they have to wear these special stillsuit things that recycle their sweat, their urine, everything. So you drink all of your
Aren't
urine.
Aren't they doing that on the space station? Do they do that yet up there?
I don't think they drink it, but I think they have the capability of drinking it. Because they just filter it.
A couple of them do anyway, just because they're bored.
But let the little droplets float in weightlessness.
Another day of floating around.
All right. I loved this trending report today. I know it made you uncomfortable, but I loved it.
A little bit. Nah, it's fine. I feel good.
You feel better now?
I feel fine.